Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Taz of the Boost with you on this Thursday morning, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike, Pete, across the way, Bogus, your updates. We go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time on this Thursday morning. Got a big game five in Milwaukee, Eastern Conference Finals. Series not up at two games apiece. Home court has held serve through the first four games. Series goes back to Milwaukee right now. Our pleasure to be joined by Milwaukee Bucks president Peter Fagan joins us now. Peter, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
Peter, how are you, bud?
We're good, guys. Good to be here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and, you know, what has been really an unbelievable run, and, you know, it's going to be, certainly best of three here moving forward. But Peter, for the franchise, for this organization, just how meaningful has this year been up until this point?
No, this is transformational. This is, if you asked us, hey, would we have won 60 games, had the best record in the league, been in the Eastern Conference Finals in a game five, we would have taken that, lock, stock, and barrel 6 months ago and been happy. So this is for this organization and new arena with a new culture is just incredible for our whole environment and for our entire fan base.
And the city, Peter, I mean, please speak on that if you don't mind, that fan base and the energy in the city. I mean, we're not in Milwaukee. It resonates through the TV, man. You could feel this incredible run for your team and by your team, and that the energy in that city, it runs parallel with you guys.
Yeah, I think the sports population of Wisconsin was dying to erupt and have a reason to embrace, the NBA team for a long time. We were dormant for a while, and it's just been building, really passionate, tribal, fun. We built a district in and around the arena that's grabbing around 10,000 people outside through every game. And all this is happening pretty quickly. So it's really exciting. It's like at a very high level, high passion. It's a fun time in the city of Milwaukee.
You know what? And Peter, you mentioned it's been a transformational year. You've got a transformational talent. Giannis is for a guy in his, early 20s, he's still only 24 years old. You think about what he is, not just as a basketball player, but as a man, as a personality. I mean, he is as good as you could possibly have for an NBA franchise.
Yeah, I mean, the most amazing thing about him is he's exactly what you hear about and what you've seen on 60 Minutes, what you hear in interviews. This guy cares about basketball, his family, and being like a really good citizen and good guy. Funny, smart. And, really is kind of one of those different makers when you have, these transformational superstars who are as good off the court as they are on the court is kind of what makes the Bucks as great as they are right now.
And that's what you hear, to your point, Pete, about the Greek Freak, about Giannis, no ego, right? I mean, is that just his makeup? Is that your coaching? Is that just the culture of your organization? Or you think it's just him?
I think it's the buildup of a lot of things. It takes a thousand little elements to do it. I mean, I never shortchange what Bud's leadership is and the way he builds kind of culture and the way he builds. I mean, this is I always explain Coach Bud as someone you'd have run any company in the world. He's objective driven.
Yeah.
He's empathetic. He builds camaraderie. He cares, and he's like a basketball savant. So, all those things put together, I think if you've got a coach that is that supportive and kind of builds the environment around you, it almost perpetuates Giannis even greater than he possibly could be.
Going into the year, when you looked at it and the expectations coming into the season, you mentioned it being a transformational year. If I take you back 7, 8, 9 months ago, Peter, what were your expectations of what your Buck franchise, what this team would be this year?
Well, I think honestly, we sat around and kind of honestly said if we could get, you know, if we could become one of those 50-plus win teams, if we could become, you know, a solid, you know, win a round in the playoffs, really build a base and grow, that would be a productive building block. You know, we're all, you know, I don't think we're being conservative. I think we were talking about the next, you know, kind of step in growth. I think that changed dramatically by Christmas. You know, I think we sat there and said, my goodness, like we actually have depth. We have an opportunity to stay healthy and we have an opportunity to compete for the East. And then your mindset really changes, you know, dramatically to where you think you can go and what the possibilities are in the playoffs.
Well, you mentioned, you know, Mike Budenholzer, your head coach. You talked about the fact he could run any company, you know, and you talked about his attributes as a leader. When he stepped into that room and there was the opening, you know, and interviewed to be the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Were you guys blown away by the interview? I mean, he's a really good head coach. He really is. And, you know, he could easily be coach of the year this year, along with Giannis should be the MVP of the league. Talk a little bit about what makes Budenholzer so special and such a perfect fit for this group of men.
Yeah, I think you know, when John Horst led the search, you know, our GM, I think he kind of came back and made it simply that Bud would be our first, second, and third choice, and we've got to do anything to get him. That's how much Bud differentiated himself in the interview process, you know. And I think Bud realized like where we had a talent base and what the opportunities were. You know, he has been, you know, kind of the calm in the storm and really the ability to help build up that environment and that culture that really is a winning organization. You know, people talk about it. And people think it comes out of the ether, but you know what Bud also does, which nobody talks about, is he surrounds himself. His assistant coaches, from Darvin Ham to Taylor to Charles Lee. These guys will all be big time NBA coaches, but these guys are class A, unbelievable contributors. I mean, they are great. He surrounds himself with greatness, which is another great indicator of what a great leader does. Around it, so he's really, you know, Bud has been kind of the partner with John Horst and I that we've all just kind of wished for, you know, just totally collaborative, really focused, and taking us to the next level.
You listen to Taz and the Moose. Our special guest right now is Milwaukee Bucks president Peter Fagan. Hey Pete, so let me ask you, everybody wants to know, and you're more than qualified to answer this, okay, because everything you guys got going on obviously with the Raptors up there in Toronto. Are you really a big Drake fan or what? What's the deal?
I'm not a Drake fan.
All right. At least you're honest.
I'll be as politically correct as you possibly can. I'll echo like what Bud says. I think everybody has a role, and
right,
the NBA, you know, you're a fan, you're a coach, and you're a player, and you got to know like what the role is. But listen, I think for all of us in our organization, we would have much rather not talked about Drake and just won a couple games in Toronto.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, our focus is the big, big game for the organization tonight.
Sure.
And we just win and let it, you know, speak for itself is kind of what we'd like to do.
No, I can understand that, but I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers going up to Mike Budenholzer and giving him a shoulder rub during the course of the game. Could you?
No, I think it'd be great for all of us, though, and for you in the media. I think if Drake's shoulder rub is 3 billion impressions and Aaron Rodgers' shoulder rub could probably be 10 billion impressions.
That would be funny, though.
It's been refreshing, Peter, not taking anything away from LeBron. And we know, you know, arguably the greatest player of all time, if not right there behind Michael, and what he's done for the league. And it's not a slight on LeBron. What it is, though, I think it is good for the league, Peter, that it's refreshing here to see somebody else in the East. It's refreshing to see, you know, Milwaukee, Toronto. You know, it could have been, you know, it could have been Philadelphia, it could have been Boston, whatever it might have been. But you know, you look at it, it's great to see two passionate fan bases get an opportunity to watch their teams try and get themselves to an NBA Finals. I think it's good for the league what's transpired this year.
Yeah, I think parity is really important. You know, I think it's, you know, we talk about the league and its health, and it's important you know, it's important for all the markets to have cycles and to have strong seasons. So for Milwaukee to rise and for Toronto, who's going to be in there, it's a great change. And I think people are really excited about it for the first time when you've got this kind of monopoly of finals. You know, Golden State's going into their fifth finals. To get it incredibly, you might get a little apathy on the global fan base to see it. So it is great for the league. It's really fun. It's fun to see the emergence. I mean, you know, what differentiates Giannis too is what audience he brings. You know, he's really on the international side, just a global phenomenon. So it's so great to kind of have him take the global stage as the playoffs progress as well.
You know, Peter, you know, talking about two athletes that you know, big time players that, you know, do their thing, you know, in the great state of Wisconsin. We had Andrew Brandt on, right, who used to be in that Packers organization, asked him the question, you know, when they brought Aaron Rodgers in and drafted him in the first round coming out of Cal, when did you know? And his answer was first practice. He made a throw that not many NFL quarterbacks could make across the field on an absolute line, put it right in between the numbers, and we knew we had a special quarterback. When did you guys know Giannis was going to be as special as he is?
Well, I think that's such a great analogy, because I think what happened was, you know, there'd be these glimpses of things in a game or in practice. You know, there'd be in year three of his pro career, you know, or year two, he'd run the court in five steps and kind of throw it down over five people and kind of do a double take and say, not sure what just happened, you know, or in practice, you know, he would catch someone from, you know, from 50 feet behind and you kind of sit there and be like, well, that's something that's never been done before. And then slowly but surely, and, you know, one of the things you can say with Giannis is probably once or twice a game, he does something that just is kind of eye-catching. You know, you just can't believe he did it. To get it done. So we saw those glimpses, you know, and then, you know, just physically, I think he was just such an anomaly and so gifted that John Hammond, you know, 8 years ago kind of picked up on that. And he has just worked so hard and become such a great ball player.
No argument from Moose or myself, that's for sure, in regards to Giannis. Pete, let me ask you, so, like, tonight, you know, obviously a huge game against the Raptors at home for you guys. We've been talking about it a lot. Everybody's talking about it. What about for you? Like, your nerves during these games, like, what's your go-to? What's your deal? Bring us behind the scenes of the prayers of the Milwaukee Bucks on game night. Where are you going to be? What's your deal? You're freaking out? What's the story?
No, I think pregame, fine. You're kind of welcoming. You've got owners coming in. You've got VIPs coming in. You've got the player and the organization. You're setting kind of the calm and the mood. The second the game starts, you are literally kind of twitching. At least, you know, the big advantage in your home court is I can go and pretend to work or walk somewhere or pretend I'm going somewhere and just get out of my seat.
That's funny.
And be very comfortable. Toronto was imprisonment. You know, to actually have to sit in a seat, you know, for 2.5 hours and not really have command of the arena or the hiding place.
Man.
Not being able to, you know, walk through the locker room campus by yourself just to waste time during and very superstitious. You know, like, oh, my God, I've got to move. We haven't hit a shot. You know, in 3 minutes, I've got to get the hell up off out of my seat and walk and get it. But, you know, it's electric. And we built this, you know, this team built this arena. And this arena, it's so integral and passionate that it's, like, such a fun time. So, you know, this is a game. Much like, you know, when we lost game one against the Celtics and game two was paramount, this is what the NBA playoffs are all about. I mean, this is the biggest game in the team's history in a very long time. So our place will be rocking. Mm. It will be fun. And this is, you know, what we dream about.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And the fan bases deserve a lot of credit. As you described it, imprisonment, you felt like up in Toronto, that place was rocking. Milwaukee's been rocking throughout the course of the postseason. You know, you could really feel it, you know, the energy, and the players certainly are able to feel off that. The fan bases have been fantastic at both home arenas.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like a fun time. It's the way NBA playoffs should be. It's only going to get bigger, and you know, willing, we win this round, and then it's game over. I mean, we'll have the we'll have the state of Wisconsin erupting.
We know we're, you're never going to give us a guarantee, but you know, you got tested. You know, every time Milwaukee's been, your squad's been tested this year, they've answered the call. It's 2-2 here. Are you feeling pretty good about, you know, home court, 2 of 3 games, potentially if this should go 7? Peter, are you feeling good about where your team is?
Yeah, we feel great. Listen, like, the, you know, you realize, like, why you work for home court. It is a distinct advantage. We don't want to come back for a game 7, but, you know, if you do, that's why you play hard during the regular season to win it, and it's a distinct advantage. I think you guys said it. I mean, different environment in Toronto. You know, don't think players don't feel extra comfortable and extra, you know, motivated, you know, when they're at home and when they've got big arenas, you know, screaming for them and supporting them. It's a big difference, and that's what we fought for. So we see a good win tonight, and then hopefully, you know, when you're in this position, plus you want to win them as quickly as you can and get to the next round. But if and when you have to go to a game 7, it's great to be at home.
And, Peter, just so you guys know, we're pulling for you tonight because Drake annoys us as much as he annoys
he
you guys.
Yes,
so,
he really
so
does.
So you know that, right?
That's the truth, by the way. That's definitely the truth.
Well, we'll take your support and sans the Drake stuff.
Peter Fagan, Milwaukee Bucks president. Hey, Peter, enjoy the day today. Enjoy game 5 tonight and all the best in the future, all right?
Good luck
to tonight.
You.
Yeah, guys, we appreciate the support so much. Go Bucks.
All right, man. Take care, Pete.
Go.
Good guy right there.
Good guy.
Real good guy. You know, really.
Took the high road with the Drake stuff.
He did. No, he handled it.
As you would expect.
I like that guy. Yeah, we got him on again.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.